This is Marketplace Money from APM. I'm Barbara Bogave. As we've heard this hour, there are many different paths to acquiring a lot of student debt. Fortunately, there are also many paths to paying it off and even getting rid of it altogether. The problem is the information is hard to get your hands on. And that's where Betsy Mayotte comes in. She's Director of Regulatory Compliance at the nonprofit American Student Assistance. Betsy's organization has put together an ebook of 60-plus ways to get rid of your student loans without paying them. Betsy Mayotte, welcome back to the show.
Hi, thank you.
Now, you describe two different types of programs to get rid of student debt. You've got loan forgiveness and discharge programs. What's the difference between the two?
Well, I think the easiest way to understand it is forgiveness is are generally programs where you are rewarded for something that you do. Generally, it's some sort of volunteer or work specific working profession where there's a need for people to work in that profession. Unfortunately, discharge is generally for when something bad happens to you. For example, there's a closed school discharge for people whose school closed before they're able to finish their degree.
So let's talk about the forgiveness programs first. What are some of the common ones people could be taking advantage of if they only knew about them?
Well, I think the most common one right now is public service loan forgiveness. There's so many people that are potentially eligible for that program. That's organized by the Federal Department of Education. And what it is, if you make 10 years worth of payments while working in a qualifying profession, any remaining balance at the end of the 10 years is forgiven. Basically, if you work for the state or you work for the federal government, if you're a firefighter, a police officer, or if you work for just about any nonprofit organization, then that type of work potentially qualifies you for public service loan forgiveness.
Now, I didn't know this. I understand some employers help pay loans. What kinds of companies commonly do this, and how much do they usually kick in?
Well, that varies. From a private company perspective, it is becoming a lot more common to, especially those companies that are trying to attract younger talent, will offer student loan repayment as a benefit. On average, I see the repayment to be somewhere between $2,500 and $5,000 for a year of service in a private organization. But there's also specific state programs where if you work for the state or in a particular state, some of those forgiveness programs are very generous.
Oh, to the tune of?
Well, in the state of California, for example, they're looking for medical professionals with advanced degrees. You can get up to $160,000 paid back on your student loans. The state of Delaware has payback up to $106,000.
Oh, and those programs are very specific and specific to your job, right? To the career that you choose?
The professions vary. There's a lot for the medical field. There's a lot for the teaching field. But there's also some unique ones. For example, my favorite program, if I had a favorite, is the state of Kentucky will pay up to $18,000 of your student loans if you're a veterinarian for what they call large food animals, specifically.
Who knew? That gives you some direction, right?
If you're a fan of cows and you want to move to Kentucky, you can get almost $20,000 forgiven on your student loans.
Well, turning to the loan discharge programs, what misfortunes qualify you for a discharge of your debt?
Well, let me just make it clear. For the discharges, 100% of the discharges that we found have to do specifically with federal student loans. If you were to pass away and you have Stafford loans or Graduate Plus loans, those would be forgiven. If the child that a Parent Plus loan was taken out for should pass away or the parent, it's discharged as well. If you were to become totally and permanently disabled, your student loans can be discharged. If someone forged your signature on a student loan, that they'll discharge those loans as well.
Well, earlier in the show, we heard from two guys, Justin and Dexter, and they're, like a lot of people, drowning in debt. What can they do about it?
Well, there's a program out there called income-based repayment that I really just can't say enough about because I think there's so many people that would really benefit from it. And basically, this program was made for people who have high debt and perhaps a lower income, and perhaps they also have dependents. The best part about it is after 25 years under this plan, 10 if you work in public service, the remaining balance is going to be forgiven. So there is no matter how much debt you owe and what industry you're in and what your paychecks are going to be, there is a light at the end of the tunnel.
These student loan programs are taxable, right?
Some of the programs you will, the forgiven amount can be taxed as income. Before people panic about that, the good news is that if that's a hardship, the IRS does have an appeal process where you can appeal if that amount is too high. And it's still, even if you do have to pay it, it's still going to be significantly less than what the balance of the loan would have been.
I know I've heard that you can't get rid of your student debt through bankruptcy. Is that true or is that a myth?
That is a myth.
Huh.
Technically, education debt under the bankruptcy law is technically not dischargeable. However, consumers can file, and I encourage them to do so, what's called a hardship appeal. And, you know, every bankruptcy court in every state is different. But in general, if the borrower or the consumer fits certain criteria, it's not uncommon to have a student loan discharged in bankruptcy. There was recently a study done that actually showed that a lot more people who filed for bankruptcy who didn't bother to file on their student loans actually probably would have been successful in getting their student loan discharged.
Betsy Mayotte is Director of Regulatory Compliance at the nonprofit American Student Assistance. And you can find a link to their ebook, 60 Plus Ways to Get Rid of Your Student Loans Without Paying Them, along with more information about loan repayment on our website, marketplacemoney.org. Thank you so much for this.
Thank you.